Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 90. This Tuesday, the 23rd of January 2018, we're looking at a particular topic that I think is very important, which is the difference between anecdotes and stories. Now, I've recorded on this once before, about 18 months ago, and you can find that. I wasn't giving my episode numbers in those days, but if you look up on the playlist on the YouTube channel, anecdotes versus stories, you'll find it. And the points I made there are still relevant today, but I had a fresh thought about the difference, and I thought I'd record it. This is a brief one today, by the way, partly because I'm a bit pressed for time, but partly also because I've not got too good a throat today, so bear with me with the roughness of what's going on inside there. Stories and anecdotes. Now, the reason I had a second thought about it is because I listened to a podcast recently called, well, the podcast is called The Speaker Lab by Grant Baldwin. I download his podcasts onto here and listen to them, and I think they're great. They're not all particularly relevant to my role, but they are, do contain many good tips and so on. And he had an interview with a storyteller, and unfortunately I've deleted it and I can't find it. But if you look for that particular podcast stream and look for stories, I'm sure you'll find it. It was a lady storyteller who made a very important point about the distinction between anecdotes and stories. And she was asked the difference by Grant, and she came back immediately with the word change. The difference between an anecdote and a story is change. Now, this matters when we're preaching and teaching, because we must understand why we're telling the story or the anecdote we are. What are we trying to achieve? If you want people to change, then a story that illustrates change is very helpful. An anecdote may not be what you need. However, if you want to just inspire people or make a very pertinent, pithy point, an anecdote will be better than telling a whole long story. What are we trying to achieve? That's the big point here. Now, if you think about Jesus, in Luke chapter 6, for example, he tells an anecdote. He's questioned about why his disciples are eating on the Sabbath, and he tells a story about David. Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, taking the consecrated bread, ate what is lawful only for priests to eat. He gave some to his companions. He's making a point there. Haven't you heard about, do you remember that story? Well, it kind of is a story. He's using it as an anecdote, even though in a sense it's a story because it's a narrative. But he's using it as an anecdote to make a point to his detractors that the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. That's a good example of Jesus using an anecdote to make a point. However, he tells stories too, doesn't he? For example, the parable of the lost sons. In particular, that first part of the parable, as the younger son leaves his father, goes to a foreign land, comes to his senses, and then returns and seeks to change, see everything changed. He's changed, the relationship with his father he hopes to have changed, and indeed there is major change. And that's a story about change. And it illustrates something that Jesus wants to get across to his hearers. There needs to be change. This last Sunday I was preaching on Hebrews chapter 2, and I told an anecdote. The anecdote was the story, not the story. I'm not editing this, I haven't got time. The anecdote was telling what happened to my father when he had a car accident. Another car drifted into his side, onto his side of the road, struck his car. Luckily, my father was not hurt badly. You can listen to the whole anecdote if you want to. It's on the Thames Valley Church website. It'll be on my own YouTube channel soon. I told that anecdote to illustrate the point of how serious it is when things drift. A car drifted to the wrong side of the road, an accident ensued, and it affected someone I care about, which made the anecdote more powerful because it's personally connected to me and that connects more with the people I'm speaking to. But that's an anecdote. There was no sense of change in there, just something happened. A story would be more like the lost son. So this week, well, next time you're preaching or teaching, ask yourself, if you're wanting people to make a change, might you illustrate it best by telling a story of change that would illustrate how they could change? At least in principle, if not in detail. On the other hand, if you just want to make a pithy point to drive something home, a point home, then perhaps an anecdote is better. What will you use next and why? An anecdote or a story? Now, let me know what you choose to do and how effective it is and what you learn from it. Or if you've got any points about what I've been talking about here today, anything you agree with or disagree with or something I've missed out, please leave a comment. If you leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, not only I, but others will see them. And then we will learn from one another. And we learn best when we learn in community. I have one other favour to ask. Please would you pass the link onto this recording to one other person, somebody you think might benefit from it, and perhaps the people they preach and teach to might benefit too. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.